The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's 11:30. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lang Jr., Mark Davila. And for a special treat today, what do we have?
It's a new Friday show that we'll do as long as we feel like it.
Instead of our usual nothing on Friday, we'll do something else.
Problem solvers. That's what we are.
Yes. Send us in your math homework.
That would be a horrible idea because I barely got through basic high school math.
You know what, though? How do kids not just cheat on math homework now? Because if you get some hard problem that you can't figure out, can't you just pop that shit on the internet? Right?
Yeah, and they probably do, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the class, all
right,
you can't do it.
Class, quiet, it's time for a test. You're like, shit.
I'm typing out my... Oh, Mr. Klein, why do you have your computer out? I'm looking up some porn. No, give me a minute. Yeah. I guess it doesn't work.
It's true. I remember during exams, they come around with, you could raise your hand and be like, I need a tissue, and they come over with a tissue box.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't, what do you have, like, semen all over your hand?
Well, you know, if you had a runny, which I always would have for some reason, maybe it was a nerve thing, but I, like, always for a tell, like, shit, now my nose is running. You're like,
yeah.
You wipe it on your sleeve.
I know. Sometimes it's so bad, I'm, like, fucking turning the bottom of my shirt inside out. I'm blowing my nose in my shirt.
Fuck. You can't get up because then you're cheating. Ugh. Anyways, today's problem that we are going to solve. Recently, or last week, the Supreme Court is taking up two cases on gay marriage debate.
As I like to call it, garage.
The garage?
Gay marriage is garage.
Hey, do you have any, do you have a shovel? It's in the garage. It's in the garage.
Okay.
The garage.
Yeah, I know.
As problem solvers, we'll solve the problem. Okay, here's the thing about gay marriage. You got one side.
You got the gays. You got the marriage. You put it together. It's gay marriage.
No. You got on one side, you got gay people going, hey, we want to get married. The other side, you got the religious people going, oh, no. Jesus said you can't. Sorry.
Okay.
That's it.
Let me explain. Look, we're both in favor of gay marriage.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
But, oh, I thought we were taking a side.
No. Well, I'm not. Well, we just. One of us is going to pretend to have some opinion we don't.
Listen, Mark.
That's not problem solving.
Listen, Mark. Gay marriage, it ruins the sanctity. Of regular marriage or whatever
you
call it.
Yeah. Okay, let me explain something. There is, unfortunately, there is no solution. No real solution to gay marriage unless the government just says, like, listen, it's fucking legal. Get over it. It was taken out of the church's hands once the government got involved. You just can't get fucking married in a church. You need a marriage license. Now, you know, you have to, everything is fucking state approved. If you took that out of it, fine. Then you could say, listen, you can't come in my church and get married. We won't allow that.
That's
I won't
what I'm
perform
saying.
It. Okay, fine. But the church has nothing to fucking do with it. Marriage is not church-related anymore. It's government-related. It's all government.
They should make another fucking amendment to the Constitution and say marriage is a right that anyone can get.
Yeah, it's by the fucking state. It's the government.
Well, what about... People starting to marry animals.
You know
That's what people idiots say.
I know. It's because religious people like that are fucking stupid, and they have no understanding of logic.
The slippery slope
argument. And they don't even have an argument.
Well, that's what that is. A slippery slope
They
argument.
Have no idea of what being rational
it's
is.
It's still a slippery slope argument.
Okay, fine.
By definition.
What you say to them is, hey, shut the fuck up. Keep your religion to yourself. You want to practice it? This is America.
There's way more animal fucking going on in religions than there is in gay people.
Do whatever you want. In your home, in your church, you could have a parade. St. Patrick's Day parade. That's a saint. That's religion. You do whatever you want, but leave other people alone. We'll all be a lot happier.
As I was saying, they should make a constitutional thing. Everyone can get married. Want to marry a man? You can. Want to marry a woman? You can.
Okay, sounds good.
And
if you want to marry two women, you can.
You probably should.
I have no problem with polygamy.
I don't either. Other than if you're getting like the tax break, tax reasons.
I say.
Other than that, I'm fine with it.
Wait, the same tax break you get with being married to a woman, it's no difference if you're married to 10 women. You still got that same tax break as if you're married to one
but
woman.
But as long as there's no abuse situation, if it's 10 adults.
Like, I don't have, you know, 10 slaves, sex,
you know,
slaves.
A lot of times with that shit, though, you know, it's like the leader guy will, you know, he'll, like start he'll be a breeder pretty much.
And he's like, you know, fucking his kids, and like now all of a sudden.
Well, no, they're not his kids, but like, all right, your daughter's 14. Let's go. Married time.
Well, listen, as long as it doesn't turn into a cult type situation.
Listen, my young daughter, Tina, you're going to marry the elder, okay? And it's going to be cool because now you're going to be married to the elder and he's the leader. It's great.
You know how I said that twice? It means it's doubly good. Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, so you make this constitutional amendment, but churches can marry whoever the fuck they want. Meaning that if you're a church, you're the Catholic Church, you're like, no way.
Yeah.
We don't marry gay people.
I don't understand
because
what the problem is.
Well, they're saying like that some people are going to start, you know, suing about that. But guess what? Why would you want to get married to a place that doesn't want you?
You know, the funny thing is,
That's a crazy thing about religion.
Let me explain it to you. I've said it before. Religion is brainwashing. You bring your children into the faith. You tell them, this is what is. This is what is real. This is what is true. Everything else is made up stories. This one is the real one. Now, if this kid turns out to be gay in their adult life, they still have that religion in their head. So even though their religion is telling them what they're doing is wrong, they can't help it. Listen, I'm a lesbian woman, but I'm still going to church. This is my religion. It's in me.
The problem is,
no, I'd like to get married in this church, but they won't let me.
Dumb.
What are you going to do?
Catholics, for instance, they got this whole fucking set of rules, right? One of them is you can't be gay.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you a Catholic still?
I know. Listen.
They obviously don't want you, so you say, you know what? All right, I'll see you later. I'm going to
that's
church.
I just explained it. That's why. You were indoctrinated.
Listen,
into
if you want
it.
To be religious and gay, there's plenty of churches around that accept gay people.
I know, but no, this is my religion. This is my church. I have to stay
with
this one.
I've seen them. They got the flag out there. It's like, hey, gay people, we love you. Come on in.
Yeah, donate to us.
Yeah, don't give to the Catholics who fucking hate you.
It really doesn't make sense, but I told you. I just explained it. That's why they do it.
You know, they're nice about it. It's like, we don't care what people do in their privacy. No, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way,
as usual, you won't leave people alone.
I've said it a million times, all these Catholic people, you don't follow any of the fucking rules. None of them.
I know. They don't. They everyone picks and chooses what they want to follow. They say this and that, but in their private lives, you listen, we all do what the fuck we want.
So that's how you solve the problem of gay marriage. There you go.
Well, I didn't hear a solution at all.
You make a constitutional amendment that says that all people have the right to get married to whom they want. And I say, you know what I'd like to happen after this? The fucking Supreme Court goes, hey, you know what? All marriage is illegal.
I would like to see
that's
that.
That's nice. Because then, you know, the girl's like, we should get... Ha, 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 it's illegal now. Sorry.
Yep, can't do it. That'd be fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always saying, I hope marriage is just the whole idea.
For
the
me?
The whole institution, I hope it gets phased out over time.
It's an all or nothing thing for me. Either everyone can get married or no one can. I'm leaning towards no one, but if you want to get everyone, all right, I'll
I'm cool with that. Let's just make the law. Everyone can get married, and then, you know, have the amendment. Like, listen, churches, you're a private institution. You do whatever the fuck you want. And listen, gays, if you can't get married in a church, they're not going to allow it. Well, it's too fucking bad. Get married somewhere else then. Sorry, I had your heart set on it.
Start your own church.
Rent a hall.
That's how all these churches broke off. It all started as one, and they're like, whoa, that rule's shitty. I'm going
to
make my own.
What, we're not allowed to get divorced? I hate that bitch. I'm going to make my own church where everything's the same, except if you hate your wife, you can get rid of her. How about that?
What do you mean? I can have sex before I get married? Fuck that. My new church, you can have sex before I get married.
Yeah.
To multiple women at the same time.
Yeah. This is a magic book that no one can see except me.
Listen, you can interpret the Bible any way you want.
And they do.
And really, you think there'd be more churches popping up where people are like, hey, stealing's not a sin anymore. Let's go. You're just kidding about that one.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not steal things that belong to you. That's what they meant.
What? You know what?
Don't steal your own stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, no real solutions have been found, but that's okay.
That's a pretty good solution if you ask me.
I don't know. It doesn't seem that way, but that's fine. This is our first run of our Problem Solver installment anyway.
Series.
So go to HotshotWizKids.com, check out our normal
stuff.
Call
your congressman, tell him, hey, check out this podcast to get all the answers.
Yeah, we do. All right. We're through. Done with you.